turning our attention to vaccines. As a pharmacist in Cahos, you're going to be on the front lines of making sure that that vaccine gets into arms. What's your assessment of how we've done as a country so far? And when do you think we're going to get to a place where the majority of your neighbors have access to the vaccine?
I don't know if I can speak to the country as a whole. Obviously, New York Times and Wall Street Journal have had articles out the last couple of days about how we've fallen short of the 20 million injection goal that was supposed to be completed by the end of the year. So I'll leave it at that in that regards. I will say this overall, there's a tension and a push and pull going on in regards to the vaccine distribution. The good news is that locally here in the capital region, pharmacists and staff are in nursing homes administering the vaccine to our elders. They are administering it to our first responders, particularly EMS, and healthcare professionals that work in these institutional facilities, not the pharmacies per se, but the institutional facilities like the hospitals and the nursing homes are receiving the vaccine. And we are doing pretty well as a state compared to others. However, the challenge is going to be a consistent supply not to only do the first administration, but to have a backup supply to have in place to do that secondary administration. And that's where this tension continues to grow. You've seen some articles recently from the Times Union about the counties are a little bit perplexed about what's going on. And, you know, the counties are prepared. I talk to them regularly. They will play a very critical role in regards to community immunization through their pods or point of dispensing stations, which will be established in the community. We'll go to the people, not the people going to it. The pharmacy community is prepared. I got to tell you, I was shocked. I had asked a few times, when is the application going to be ready for pharmacies to start? Because there's a lot of appropriate red tape that we have to go through to protect the chain of supply of product. And it has to be legitimized. And I can tell you this, the State Department of Health has done a very good job of reaching out to the providers. Here's what's happening. Here's what's going on. Here's the applications. We were approved here at the pharmacy probably 4 weeks ago. And we are now getting more regular information that, you know what, here's what you need to keep doing this, you need to be thinking about this. How are you going to operate your process? Because it's not as if you're going to walk in and see a line of 25 people in the pharmacy waiting to get a vaccine. That's just not safe for my staff nor my customers who are there. So we have to work on workflow. A lot's going to be done by appointment basis, and then there's going to be community clinic basis. So it is challenging. You know, the governor said this a few times. I think people dismissed it, but we thought the reaction to COVID-19, and Corinne, it's hard to believe, go back to the months of March, April, May, right? We just lost those months, right? We were watching TV, wondering what's going on with our world and the whole nine yards. We thought that was difficult. This is going to be much more difficult because we need to get people not only to show up once, but twice within a prescribed time frame. Pfizer vaccine is 21 days, Moderna is 30 days. If it's one day off here or there, it's not the end of the world, but I've been a pharmacist for 35 years. I have a hard enough time getting people to take their blood pressure medication every day. You know what it's going to be like to get them to come back the second month? I think the good news is we're seeing that this vaccine is being rolled out. It's safe. The adverse reactions, nothing has been out of the norm. Yes, there have been allergic reactions. In some of these situations, they were predictable. But the reality is we're not seeing anything to this date, and this today, the 2nd of January, that is outside the norm of what was expected. So that's going to help build confidence, and we still have a lot of work to do. I spend a lot of time talking to the county legislators in Albany County, particularly Carol McLaughlin and Wanda Willingham. And over in Troy, I've been talking to Mayor Madden about this. We are working on building confidence, particularly in those communities that have never trusted the healthcare system. And that specifically is the Black and Brown community. And we've been having a series of meetings to make sure that the right people are comfortable with the vaccine, but more importantly, the right people are stepping up, they're receiving the vaccine, and they're going to be great ambassadors and disciples of why this vaccine is something people should consider. I think it's important. A person like me, a white male from Cahos is, although I represent this community now for 8 to 10 years, it'll mean something knowing that a pharmacist is doing this and supportive, but it's going to be just as important if they're a preacher, or if the director at the local daycare or a nonprofit is also on board, particularly if they're of the same skin color. So it's about building confidence and building faith and trust. And I've been very careful of what I've been saying, because I know that people are listening, and I know that there's a lot of doubt. And at the same token, I think as the experience continues to grow, and I see the community at large, people like you and I, being able to receive that vaccine probably, hopefully towards the end of February or March. It all depends on the next two products to come to market. Everyone's focused on Pfizer and Moderna. You won't see Pfizer vaccine coming out of Mara's Pharmacy, more than likely. You might see Moderna, but more than likely you're going to see the AstraZeneca or the Johnson & Johnson product that's coming, that's going to be more stable. It's going to be more appropriate for community pharmacy and clinic use and physician office use. So there's still a lot going on. It's actually, those who like to write about history will have something to write about for the next 30 years, because when we're through this and we've accomplished a goal, we're going to look back and realize that we accomplished some things we never thought could ever happen. The fact that this virus shows up almost a year ago now in another country decimates our economy and the impacts of many people's lives, obviously, many people who lost their lives. But the fact that we were able to bring a vaccine to market that's going to be safe and extraordinarily effective. When you're looking right now, the first two out the door at almost 95% effectiveness on a two-dose regimen, that's remarkable, Corinne. That's almost unheard of. The flu vaccine that we still aggressively promote is usually on a good year 50 to 60% effective. This is remarkable, and it's a reflection that science and the scientists got together, looked at this holistically, were not afraid to use new technologies, particularly with messenger RNA phenomenon that Pfizer and Moderna are using, and we're getting it done. We've got product out there. Now, yes, there's going to be people who are going to look at this, and you know, there's the political conversation about why wasn't this and that. I think you're going to see great progress over the next couple of weeks. I can tell you that Albany Med has been designated as our hub here in the Capital Region. We already had one meeting. We have another meeting scheduled. It's quite regular now. They've already asked for meetings with the pharmacy community, which I'm facilitating. So things are really gearing up. And at the same token, you know what? There's a reason why there's a pace like this. We don't want to overwhelm people too much either. You know, there's going to be a lot of people, like I said earlier, and it bears repeating, that have never trusted the healthcare system for decades, if not generations, and family generations. We don't want them left behind. We want them brought into the fold to have the opportunity, but I am not a proponent of mandating the vaccine. I think if we do this right, we will reach that level that Dr. Fauci and others have talked about to help provide that herd immunity, which is what is really what our goal should be.
People are heralding the end of 2020, a terrible year by anyone's accounting, and welcoming 2021. But as you've hinted at a few times, 2021 could be in some ways even more challenging and more difficult. What are you looking forward to in the new year?
2021 is going to be very interesting. You know, we still have a $175 billion budget to put together. It might be a little bit lower this year. We are uncertain about our financial gaps and how we're going to get there. You know, obviously there's some tax proposals out there, many of which I support, that would help bring revenue and not hurt the middle or low-income class. So I think those are issues we have to address. I am very worried about, you know, let's get through this health crisis safely and effectively. And that's where our priority has to be over the next 3 to 6 months. It's going to take some period of time. There's always challenges going on, whether it's environmental, whether it's financial, whether it's housing, all those social determinants of health that I'm very familiar with as the healthcare professional, but also as the legislator, that we continue to have to make work on and make progress on. And it's going to be challenging. It's going to be a little bit different this year, right? We're not going to have the ability, unless something magical happens, for our typical Albany legislative days, right? We're not going to have the busloads of people being bused in from all around the state to lobby and advocate. So, you know, we'll be working in a different format where, unfortunately, everything's going to be probably by Zoom. My office is located in is close to the public. The state capitol is close to the public. So it's going to be a different session. And thank God there's technology out there. I don't know how they did it in 1918. I really don't. It must have been something else back then. But the great thing about being in America is that we can be creative. We can get things done. And we're just going to have to do it.
Well, I really appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot of work to do, so I'm going to let you get back to it. But happy new year. And I'm looking forward to reaching back out to you when news happens and we need your perspective for this radio station.
Anytime. We had a lot of landscape to cover, and I think we got a lot done.